Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mighty Movie Pod. My name is Ryan.
I am Josh.
And we are back in your ears for another thrilling edition, episode 82. What up, homeboy?
Ocho dos. Right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going by, which was that? That's a football player, right? Ocho Cinco?
That's Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. Who is that?
Isn't his name Chad Ocho Cinco?
Sure.
So he could put Ocho Cinco on the back of his jersey?
Sure.
My wife was watching the Kardashians, unfortunately, and one of the most annoying people on that show, what's his name, Jonathan? He it's Kim's friend. He's obnoxious.
Oh, who could have thought?
Yeah, he changed his name to Food God. So, but they still call him Jonathan, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, because Food God's a stupid fuck. If you came in here and told me that you were now Burrito King.
It's more respectable. I'm royalty.
I'd actually,
well, he's a god. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I actually think I would call you Burrito King. Burrito King Ryan. My liege.
Yeah.
But
Were you the mayor of Grill Town? Or
mayor
whatever?
Of Burritoville.
Yeah.
I'm the mayor of Burritoville.
Anyway, did we answer the question of what up, homeboy?
No, I thought that was up for them.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was talking to you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I was the homeboy.
How you doing, homeboy?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm fucking walking again. Everything's great.
Nice. I saw you walking.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
And that guy walks.
Let's see a cripple do that.
Insensitive.
Hey, you conquered the odds, Josh.
I did.
Now you gotta rub it in all the other people's face.
Despite the odds, I can actually go downstairs now.
True. Well, for now.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how it pans out.
I notice you're using the handrails a little bit more.
Well, yeah, I have both hands free. I had a basket full of laundry in one hand.
You put that shit in a bag and you throw it over the side.
That's
from now on.
I think I'm gonna be doing that. I got my duffel bag.
As long if you look down, you don't see me down there, and like you don't hit me with it, then we're all good. You can throw that out of my porch all you want.
Ryan, thump.
Do a call out to make sure nobody's there. At my old apartment at Studio 3,
yeah,
they had to put up signs because people were just chucking their bags of trash over the retaining wall.
I remember that.
Not looking where, even if the trash cans were open on the other side, and just nailing people in the head. So yeah. People do weird shit. I'm doing, again, Josh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's been a fun time. We've watched some things. We've done some stuff.
Yes.
The world keeps on spinning. However, Josh, I do have sad news.
What's this?
This is the news segment that we never do. But earlier today, the Arclight Theater, all of them,
yeah,
totally closed down the Cinerama Dome.
That sucks.
So I don't know who's going to come in and buy it.
I know the Alamo. Yeah. Franchise is in trouble as well. Mm-hmm. And that makes me sad because the Alamo's cool. I like the little festivals that they put on. I've never been able to go to one.
Yeah, me either.
But I do like that that's out there. And they do like random
they do cool stuff.
Festivals and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And Arclight would do that shit as well. Like I went to the much.
Is it the
about.
Arclight or the Arclight?
It's yeah. It's one of the two. No,
I thought it was the Arclight.
I think it's the Arclight. I believe that you're correct.
I remember I saw The Dark Knight in one of those Cinedomes, and that was a really cool experience. It was the first time I ever went to a theater and was able to have a beer while I watched it.
Yeah, I had I had my first movie theater beer at the Arclight as well.
Whatever.
fucking yeah, and then I Q&A with
Oh, that's right. You did the Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah,
that was
with
really cool.
With Joss Whedon and oof. But
yeah. Hot button issue, that guy. That's funny. I was digging around in my boxes. And putting stuff on my shelf over here, and I found my Whedon run of Astonishing X-Men, and I was like, " It's a good run. I don't care. Put it up there. Yeah.
For sure.
It was the last run of the X-Men that I enjoyed thoroughly.
From everything I can pick up, he's just a total dick.
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
He's just a total dick. It's, it kind of sounds like you're giving me notes. I don't take notes. Not even from Robert Downey Jr., who I know. That's what he told Ray Fisher, I guess. He was hey, you cut me completely out of the movie, but I have some notes about, you know, now the huge lack of representation in this movie. And he's just like, I don't take notes.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, and I think Inara... Marina Baccarin.
Yes.
Yeah, she came out and she was like, oh no, he's a pain in the ass.
Super pain.
But then,
the
like,
ass.
You know, we found out Nathan Fillion's a huge dickhead too.
It's true.
Because it wasn't just what's her name?
Stanikatic
from Castle. Like, other people that have worked with him were like, he's a pain in the ass. He's arrogant as shit. Yeah, dude, you were Mal Reynolds. No one cares anymore, man.
It's true. He's the inspiration for Handsome Jack, and I think he's more like Handsome Jack than we all realize.
I think he is a lot more like, yeah. He's arrogant and a douche, which sucks because I kind of always wanted him to play like a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He did the voice of him a couple times, but that sucks, man.
Yeah, whatever.
It sucks when you find out that the people that you really enjoy are kind of assholes, because I was a huge Whedon fan, and then, like, I don't know, I kind of wasn't surprised to find out that he was a pain in the ass to work with.
We heard back when the Avengers first started that him and Robert Downey Jr. Robert were, like, Downey not getting
button
along.
Heads, yeah. But I thought everybody got along on Marvel sets.
Oh, sure, yeah. You never hear anything from everybody's
a big family, you know, it's all great. Everybody just gets along so good.
Yep.
Watch those interviews with Brie Larson.
My point being, that's an unfortunate, but shit's spinning back up. We have a pandemic record-breaking movie that just came out.
Yeah, that's the one we're gonna talk about tonight. Yeah,
hell. Yeah.
And I'm glad that did as well as it did.
Sure. Yeah, people
came out for it.
People are excited to go see something like that on the big screen. I think that's where it would play the best.
Yeah, I was a little upset we didn't get to do that. That was kind of disappointing, but I still enjoyed it here. We did the surround sound once we got it working again. Yeah, that was great. But
the beers were a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They were on the free.
They were on the Frito. We're talking about Kong versus Godzilla. Is that the order that goes in?
I think it's,
or is it Godzilla versus
I think it's
Kong?
Godzilla versus Kong, but I feel like it should be Kong versus Godzilla because Kong is the main character of that movie.
Yes.
And I loved that bit so much because Kong is, of these new ones, I think Kong is my top favorite. Rodan is close after that, and Godzilla.
Godzilla. What about Mothra?
I liked what they did with Mothra a whole lot. I think I talked about that when we talked about King of the Monsters. I really liked what they did with Mothra in it. I'm hoping that if we get further installments, that it's like Mothra in the old movies where, yeah, Mothra died, but there's another Mothra.
Yeah.
There's always a Mothra, and it would be cool because, like, there's ones where, like, they're protecting the egg of the new Mothra at the start of some of the Godzilla movies, and I would love to see a new larva form of it. Like, I mean, there's ones where it's just the little caterpillar Mothra, and one day it'll be a Mothra, and she always turns into a Mothra at the ninth hour, and it's always great.
Of course. Well, that begs the question then, Josh. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Josh, what did you think about Godzilla versus Kong?
It's probably my second favorite.
Yeah,
I really loved it. I thought it was great. Like I said when we were talking about King of the Monsters, every single one of these has seemed to have taken feedback from, you know, like critic response, fan response, and learned from its mistakes and tried to improve upon it. I still think Kong of Skull Island is still the best one. King of the Monsters is up there too, but I really think that this one and Kong of Skull Island are the best.
Gotcha. I also very much enjoyed the movie. So right there, that pretty much makes it the best one for me, since I basically have not enjoyed any of the other ones.
That blew my mind. Like, I just looked at you and I was like, Ryan, what did you think of Godzilla versus Kong? And you said, I liked it. And I went, what?
How could this have happened?
Yeah, I was like, and you were like, did you not? I was like, no, I loved it. That's what's blowing me away.
Yeah. I was like, am I crazy? Is it going to be like, that was shit. Yeah. That's gonna be like, I don't know what world we're living in anymore. No,
dude, I was just like, it's all crazy now, man.
No, I really liked it. I liked they took one of the monsters, Kong, and made him the main character. He wasn't even the main character of Kong of Skull Island.
No, I think they were trying to go for like the original King Kong. Yeah, where he's there and he's a big jerk.
And he's a big old meanie.
Yeah.
I liked that. They were like, hey, Monarch, just be busy, I don't know, looking at screens or something. But, like, don't say anything. And then they're like, this other not Monarch, they're like, we got to transport Kong. And that's it. That's all that we got from them.
I did,
and I'm like, yeah, good, because they're stupid.
I liked that side of the story from the human angle a lot more than I did the Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, yeah, that could have.
There was a better. I feel like there's a better way they could have gotten into that than the Transformers hacker recycle plot.
Yeah, I don't know what they were. I guess they didn't want the bad guy to have monologues, or he didn't even have to have monologues. He would be talking to the pilot guy, and just feed us exposition that way. Like, yeah,
the few monologues he did have were so great, because he was just a rich evil shit.
Yeah, he didn't care.
I mean, I got his plan.
He wasn't even trying to like fuck anybody over. Mm-mm. He was just kind of like,
humans should be the shit again.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, I want to fuck Godzilla for sure. but so like they were just there to get fed that exposition, and I'm just kind of like, why?
Yeah.
We could have just cut to them doing their thing.
Well, considering,
because especially they were on the phone with the other guy who was part of the main.
That's what I was saying. Plot. Like you could have just done the same story. But maybe they found out he was a dick the whole time. And because they do find out he's a dick the whole time, it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like they, I mean, even our boy.
True.
Mighty Movie Pod's favorite son, Ricky Baker.
Ah, I thought you were going to hit
Julian.
With,
it's Julian.
It's Julian something. I thought you were going to hit me with the name, but Ricky Baker.
Ricky Baker. Of Hunt for the Wilder People.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
And Deadpool 2. He couldn't even save that bit of the movie for me. I mean, and he was funny, but like, it was so pointless and so stupid.
I'm surprised that
Millie Bobby Brown did not spend every scene screaming.
Yeah. No, I guess she's older now. She doesn't have that look anymore.
She doesn't want to be the scream queen anymore.
Yeah, I don't think she has that look anymore, which it begs the question what this next season of Stranger Things is going to be like.
I had heard that it is going to be not set in the town.
Whatever, that town.
I have fallen off.
I think most people have checked out of that.
Yeah. It's not going to be set in that town. And I heard a rumor, who knows, that it's not even going to center on the Byers family or anything like that. Like they're going to get new people or something like that, if that is true, I think that'd be an interesting choice. They probably should have done that earlier and just made Stranger Things like an anthology kind of series. Kind of like they're doing with the haunted house stuff, like House on Haunted Hill and Bly Manor, which is not good.
Anyway. Yeah. She wasn't screaming or doing any of that. I don't know. So that like you would always tell me like, hey, just forget about that shit, like King of the Monsters and stuff, and like focus on this stuff. And luckily that was so dumb that I was very easily able to do that. But that could have not been there. That wasn't like one of those things where the movie wouldn't go without them. And that's always been my point with the other ones. Like there's no movie there if you don't at least try to pick apart the human element. Yeah. And in this one, you still have Kong. So like, them just basically stripping any story out of it, or plot, I guess, out of it.
And as dull as that bit was, and
It had some okay visuals.
Yeah. Oh, it had some okay visuals.
Like they had
the Hollow Earth stuff was amazing.
Yeah. Well, and then I mean, it's specifically the Millie Bobby Brown stuff. So like, oh, yeah, they had the Hyperloop and all that stuff, which
was super rad. We both got pumped about that.
Yeah.
And then some of the lighting was amazing.
The elevator she went into, like that
really
that
cool
classic. I think it was mirrored and stuff.
That
neon glow thing. It had. I don't know if that's why they had her in the movie still or whatever. It's got that kind of like 80s vaporwave
Nicholas Winding Refn stuff. Yeah, dude. I think I made that joke when we were watching. I was like, oh, so clearly he's a fan of Nicholas Winding Refn.
Yeah.
I was going to say, as much as I didn't like those parts, none of the human plot was invasive on the spectacle like it was in King of the Monsters.
It kept it moving and it makes sense.
But it wasn't like, you know, you're watching Godzilla fight Ghidorah and then here comes that big old V-wing right in the middle of the shot. It's like, get out of the way. It was every time the monsters were fighting, it was nobody was in the way of the shots.
Everybody was just like, well, this is happening now. Let's all watch.
And I love that. Like,
and the audience does that as well.
Yeah. I think it's the 15 minute mark maybe when Kong and Godzilla just start fighting on a boat.
Yeah, it's probably 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. And it was just, they did not wait to get into the monster fights.
Yeah, and I mean, very early on you had Godzilla smashing shit up at least.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla's blowing up Florida.
The Apex.
Yeah, the Florida office. Yeah.
Florida or wherever. Yeah,
like 5 minutes into the movie.
Mm-hmm. After we see Kong in his containment.
I thought that was cool the way they did that, where they were like, no, Kong is potentially another alpha. We cannot let this happen. So they put
the
him in like a Jurassic.
Storm is unstable
and
all that.
I thought that was cool too, that you saw a progression of time. Like Kong's got a little gray in his beard.
It's bigger.
His scars are a bit faded and stuff. And I think that scar on his chest is from the skull kicker or whatever. Skull muncher.
I don't remember.
Skull thrashers. Whatever.
I don't even remember how that movie ends.
He fought the big one. And he won. End of story.
Because he's Kong.
Yeah. And then he's a little grayed and stuff. And I liked the idea that storm that was at one point protecting the island had collapsed onto the island and was just this constant storm there. So they put him inside that giant Jurassic Park containment unit. Which honestly was a better containment than any of the Jurassic Parks I've ever had. I liked all of that. Like that, like I said, that side of the story was really interesting to me. I like that they do a bit of like, you know, kind of a Mighty Joe Young nod, a little bit of the original King Kong where it's Kong and the girl, you know, and that girl was great. And she never says a word in the whole movie. She was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, she can't.
Well, she signs. She has dialogue.
Yeah. But she delivered a much better performance than a lot of the actors that spoke.
Sure.
I thought she was great. I enjoyed Alexander Skarsgård's character. I liked Rebecca Hall's character. Like I said, dude, I loved that side of the story. It was just wacky, goofy Star Trek sci-fi where it's like, you're that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
but you don't care. You know,
they had like a lot of ideas and concepts and world building, quote unquote, to do.
Well,
but there was no like other than the inevitable end bad guy. There was no like, you know, they're hiding a monster or they're doing this, and there's Mothra, and then there's the mom, and she's betraying them because there's a bad universe of people, and I'm like.
No,
guacamole. This is just, Kong is pissed and Godzilla is pissed and we should try to facilitate some sort of plan and it doesn't all go according to plan and then shit happens.
Yeah.
And like that, when you think about it, is like, well, that's a pretty poor script.
Yeah.
But no, because like you're always saying, and like I will agree now because they finally did it.
Yeah.
You want some fun spectacle as long as there's enough there to hold it together.
Yeah. That's all it is. You just need a through line because none of the human story, most of the original Godzilla movies, the human stories aren't that strong, but like Shin Godzilla is actually really good. You get caught up in the, I finally watched it. That's the only one I think I had never seen and I'd been waiting around to watch it and everybody said it was really good. You get caught up in like the political aspect of that one.
Like how, from what I understand, it's like how, it's more focused on like how would people react with the bureaucracy of dealing with something
that's,
like that.
That's what it is. It's about it's a lot about like the collateral and the property damage and how does the government handle this and stuff. It's a lot of like boardroom stuff, and there's, you know, Godzilla's horrifying in that. It's great. It's a really good movie. And the original one was pretty heavy on the human story because it was all just a commentary on, you know, nuclear war and everything. Yeah. And there's been some good ones throughout. There was a, I think it was when they reintroduced Mechagodzilla in the 90s. And there was this revenge story with the pilot that I kind of liked. It wasn't great, but it was pretty cool
stuff. Yeah. A story that works for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to be the guy. Usually there are exceptions, but there's usually some sort of quality that for every movie, there's value in almost every story, but not every story needs to be like a work of art. Like art is art. You know what I mean?
That's what I think.
There's street art. There's fine art. There is what it is. It's all art.
Yeah.
And if you're going more classic as an example.
Yeah.
Well, that's why and I it's like, just like, yeah, it's entertainment spectacle. Like it's fine.
Well, that's what I liked about Kong of Skull Island was like, it's very tongue in cheek with its war commentary. Man is the real monster thing. And then you've got, like a King of the Monsters where it's a little like I feel like they thought they were telling a really good family drama with a monster movie, and it's not. And then, you know, Godzilla 2014, I think.
Yeah. 2014.
That one is, we'll go with 2014. Yes. Because that was the year that Civil War came out. Not Civil War, Age of Ultron. And that one just relies way too much on a very uninteresting story. Like once Bryan Cranston's gone, who cares? But I will say that movie does nail the scale of these monster battles a little bit better, I think, than most of the other ones did. That was really cool. Kong had a good aspect of that, like when he comes walking into the lake and stuff.
Yeah.
That was cool. But no, I like this one because it was just, there was no pretense to it. It was just fucking like, yeah, these are humans.
Yeah, and they acknowledge it to a certain extent. They're just kind of like, we kind of got the number on Godzilla now. Like we know what he's up to. This thing happens from time to time.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to fight those things. You know?
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're worried because this seemed unprovoked or whatever. And then,
then
you find out what really happens.
I like that the end of the movie, the girl from Monarch in King of the Monsters at the end of that one, they're like, he's on our side. And she's like, for now.
Yeah.
You know? And then in this one, it cracked me up where everyone's like, he's killing people. What the hell? It's just like, he doesn't care about you. You know, he's not killing you. He doesn't care if you're there. You're just in his way. And that's what I liked about all the monsters pretty much. Like they didn't like, I mean, Kong liked the little girl, but they were all just collateral damage. They were all just there in the way of them handling their business. Like, you're so small and insignificant, don't even really register to me. I loved that, dude. I loved this movie.
We'll get into some more spoilery type things. Not that there's a lot to spoil, but I think we've managed to not talk about it. Mechagodzilla is the bad guy.
Yes.
It's not really Godzilla versus Kong.
No, it's
more like they hash it out and then they gotta fuck shit up.
On the hashing out note, I really, really liked the fight in the water at the beginning of the movie.
They kicked it off good. You're just kind of like, this whole hacker thing's kind of dumb and whatever, and then like, and then that the Godzilla swimming around all fast and Kong's I'm going to rock this guy.
I really liked that because as far as I know, Godzilla's never really fought any monsters in the water. It's always just the vehicle for him to get to Tokyo or wherever. You know?
He rises from the ocean because ocean's scary.
Yeah, rises out of the ocean and stomps through a city and stuff as far as I recall. And in this one, it showed that he was just as dangerous in the water as he was on land. I loved that. And I love that you see humanity throw everything it has at this monster continually. Like, they've got better weapons to deal with these guys now, and it still isn't good enough. Like, there was a really, one of my favorite shots in the movie.
I love that they didn't try to use the oxygen destroyer again.
Probably because it murdered an entire ocean and destroyed, like that whole area's economy is just fucked. I think it would have been cool if we had talked about, like, if they had talked about where that, what had happened to that town afterwards. Cause like, it was a fishing town.
Yeah.
It was a port town. There's nothing there anymore. No. What wasn't wiped out by Rodan was wiped out by the, like, you just see all that sea life float up for miles. Like, it's, I would have liked to have, like, maybe I think that would have been a little interesting world building where we talk about how, like, you know, like, we're short on fish because, you know, 120 miles are gone, you know.
Nah, they decided to just be like, blanket, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, it wasn't even about anything in particular.
No.
It was, I think this big corporation's up to something, which, like, duh. And then also, you know, I don't drink the tap water and just all that random real world stuff.
Fluoride crap.
I found to be odd.
Yeah. There are still guys like that.
No, I know, but it's weird to put into your movie.
Yeah.
Like, as like a hero character.
A hero character, but also like comedic relief.
Yeah,
you know?
Like,
it's
one thing. Like, the end of the movie, he's asking Kyle Chandler to come on his podcast.
I know. Well, we tried to get Kyle Chandler on the podcast.
It's true. He declined, unfortunately. Yeah. Dick. So, I just can't stand him, man. He could have said yes. yeah, no, you're right. It varying locations.
Yeah, they went. This was a lot like King of the Monsters, where we spanned the globe, but it felt a little less contrived.
Sure.
It
wasn't blank sky or dark and snowy.
Yeah, a lot of these fights happen in the daytime. And that was great. But like I was going to say, one of my favorite shots was when at the beginning of the movie, when he's cutting through the water he's coming back around to get at the tanker that's hauling Kong. And these two jets come flying at him on either side. And as they're crossing back out, tail comes up out of the water, swipes both of them. And then as it comes back down, just splits the ship in half. And it was really cool because you followed the tail around.
No, the perspective. Yeah, a lot of good perspective and point of view shots they did.
Exactly.
Throughout the whole thing.
And the first person shots from Kong's point of view when he's fighting him in Hong Kong, that was some cool shit. Yep. I really liked that a lot.
Yep.
And speaking of Hong Kong, what? The thriller in Manila. That was amazing. Oh, so cool, man.
They had a round two, they had a round three, and then okay.
Yeah, let's get back
Let's get back to we're talking about Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, here. Mechagodzilla is the big reveal in this one, and I loved it.
Yeah, he was the concept very cool. They could have just gone straight up Mechagodzilla, and that would have been cool enough.
Oh, yeah, if he was just a robot.
But
yeah.
Then it was just like,
no,
you know,
we're using Ghidorah's skull.
He's like possessed by a neon Ghidorah skull. And fucking
that was a cool set piece.
Oh,
I thought
dude,
that looked rad.
All the neon drench stuff worked really well.
Just this giant dragon skull with like neon cord. Why are they neon and glowing?
Why does he need to be inside the skull?
Because of the psychic energy. Because it's dope.
yeah, like I like that whole concept. I mean, it was so fucking stupid when they were like, it's Robot Godzilla. And it's like, I think that's a fun little, like, if you know Mechagodzilla, you know Mechagodzilla. Like, no, that's Mechagodzilla. Why would you say that?
It
could have been a joke where he distinguishes what the difference between a robot and a mech is.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No.
He just said that.
It was a very hot tub time machine.
Yeah, it's a hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
That was dumb, but like that was all they were there for. It was almost that entirely.
Oh yeah, it was just that bit.
But again, when they uploaded, we didn't even talk about Hollow Earth yet. But when they uploaded, the energy source. That's the point where then we see what they're doing, and we did not need the hacker espionage at all.
Nope.
So weird. Yeah. Why?
Yeah,
are they under contract?
I guess does maybe yeah maybe she signed on for two films, maybe Kyle Chandler signed on for two films, you know. It was fucking stupid. Yeah, we need to get into how they download energy.
Nobody. Okay. I watched it twice, actually. Yeah. They did. When we watched it the first time, we went, what? What?
How do you? What?
Whatever.
Yeah, and I think I theorized. I was just like, they downloaded, like, it's they scanned it, broke down its compound, and then uploaded that info.
I thought we'd, like, needed a new energy source for humanity, but no. They say in dialogue, once they upload the sample, we'll recreate it. Yeah. And it's just like, you're going to create energy?
And it literally happens right after that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it is. They were like, we did it.
I thought it was going to be like whatever was like being used as the sun for the Hollow Earth. Too, yeah. And no, it's floaty just rocks. The axe and the floaty rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so Godzilla is the
energy source. Because he could charge the axe.
Because the axe was just a bit of Godzilla scale and a stick.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla hit it with his atomic breath. And I was just like, well, why didn't you just analyze Godzilla's breath?
Yeah, it's easier to go.
There would have to be residue all over. But it did bring the Hollow Earth theory in. And I thought that was cool because they've been building that up since Kong. And I liked that we got a payoff.
How did they get around? They kind of changed it a little bit because I think they initially were saying that they thought maybe that's how they were getting around all of the monsters. Which, like... maybe
because that's how Godzilla was getting around, because they found a tunnel that he was using in King of the Monsters. So they're probably using it, and they probably all lead to different areas, but they actually found the
now
Hollow
it's like
Earth
it's like
Prime.
A it's like a place that you go, not just pathways.
There's like a jungle with different monsters inside. Those things were really cool too, like Cobra Mantas.
I was making jokes
like
as we were watching it. Kong just rolls in and is like, I live here now. Die.
Exactly. This is my house. I'm going to eat this snake's head. That was so gross.
They had to convince him to go in there, and he did, and he dug it. And there was a cool, like, weird 2001 sequence where they're blasting through the gravity field.
That was pretty dope.
And it's like, just fun, stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Like, because that's the thing, is they're not wrapping it around, like, but my mom and dad are getting a divorce. And my mom's secretly working for the bad guy.
Yeah, that's one question, though, that I had, though, because, like, they built it up in that end credit scene in King of the Monsters where,
they're just hoping
Charles
you didn't
Dance
see
goes
it.
And grabs that skull. And I thought, like, I was like, oh, so we're going to bring Ghidorah back at some point. No, we're just going to strip the flesh off and use his hollowed out skull.
Yeah, it's Power Mechagodzilla.
To power Mechagodzilla. Or, like, he wasn't powering Mechagodzilla. They were using his abilities to, like, control. He was the control
the neural
unit.
Neural link, yeah.
Yeah, he was the control unit.
Again, there was never real good explanation why his skull was there.
No.
Other than he then possessed Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. And then he remembered how mad he was.
And then he's like, oh, I hate Godzilla, dude.
Oh, Godzilla.
Hate that guy, man.
Such a prick.
He's getting in the way of my master plans of being a dick.
Of being King Dick. I loved it, dude.
He moved so fast and his arms were twisty.
Oh, yeah. He had little drill bit arms and stuff, which is a good callback to his original design where he had these little, little drill bits. It was really cool. Had the shoulder rockets. He had everything. Like I loved Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, it was good. That's the whole movie, by the way.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's it. Now we're just going
to
talk about cool
there's
shit.
Not a lot. Yeah, there's really not a lot to talk about other than like, yeah, good spectacle, like this and that. Kind of just watch it. You got probably another 2 weeks before it's off of HBO.
Yeah.
It's just watch it and have some fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a fuddy-duddy about it. I will say... when I told Josh, I expect more and I want them to make something better. I didn't expect them to be like, how about we don't do that? And it does make a better movie. It makes a more enjoyable movie that I like, but like they gave up. Like this is them giving up, but it's a very good idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's not giving up like, well, we tried, nothing worked. No. It's more like, hey, how about we just stop doing this?
Sure.
And give people what they want.
It was the quickest route to get a good movie out the door. I'll tell them that. But like, there's somewhere between 2014, King of the Monsters and this movie, I don't care for Kong Skull Island like at all.
I know.
You're, I think it's just bad. I think saying it, that's the point, is always really bad thing to try to say, but that's fine.
No, that's cool. I get it. You're a fucking asshole and an idiot and you don't enjoy good things.
So like,
you
just
hate fun.
So just like get rid of that. But between those three movies, there is a mix there where you can make a fun monster movie, but also have the impact that it would have on the earth and the people who live here and make it be kind of scary, but also kind of like rooting for some sort of monster fight and destruction. There's a good combination there somewhere.
They found,
and they're
the
not
going to
do
it.
That. Yeah. They're not going to do that. But in this one, they were just like, you know what? Fuck it. Here's some fun. And
see,
that was a good idea.
To me, I think they found a way to mesh it perfectly. Because you get a little light world building, little light character drama, and then you get the spectacle that you want, and it works together great because you have to sacrifice the human plot to get what
you
want.
No, absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. This is the quickest way to get there.
Is it a good movie?
And it was under 2 hours, and it was under 2 hours long.
Is it a good movie by the standards that we usually count a good movie? No. Is it a great thrill ride that you could? Is it a great spectacle? Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I think it is. I think any movie that can be enjoyed is a good movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, like you know, we're usually.
But no. But in terms of like the structure.
Yes,
like,
that's what I'm getting.
Like,
at. Yeah.
And the stuff I like to talk about, like no, and but that's fine. Because if you're just gonna fall on your face or do it half-assed or just be like, well, you don't focus on that. You focus on this. And it's like, well, then why have it? And they're like, good point. And then they make something like this. So it works.
Yeah.
But like there is a way somewhere in between all those movies. There's a way to do both.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't try because I don't have faith. And this is what they should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah.
And I know. Yeah. And I know there are parts of King of the Monsters that are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, but hot damn, is that long and
unnecessarily long.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily long. Yeah. This was quick to the point, and it was fucking amazing. I loved the callback to Kong on the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
He's just hanging off the back with like a crane that he's going to use as like some kind of flail. And I loved that shot, too, because he just comes flying out of the sky and just grabs Godzilla by the back of his neck and just shoves his face into a building. That was a great shot. I love that.
They do a lot of fun, stupid shit like that.
Kong
and Godzilla grab Mechagodzilla and throw his head through a building. Like, they're fucking falling through buildings left and right. He's a robot. But like, he's just like, no. It's like, it's so dumb. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah, it made me think a lot of, like Ultraman and Power Rangers and stuff, where they just stop and go like, and then start running. It's like a robot, and they have to shake off the drama.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah, and like, yeah, it's like, that's so dumb if you think about it. But it's like also like, well, duh. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah,
they got him by the arms. You throw him through a building. Fuck that guy.
Exactly. I think there was one where Kong was just repeatedly slamming Mechagodzilla's head into the side of a building.
Yep. The three of them fighting was a little short lived, but watching Godzilla fuck up Kong and then watching Mechagodzilla fuck up Godzilla, you really get it.
And then
what's going on.
Yeah, and then Kong, like, you got a sense that Kong was just done during that fight. Like, he was barely like, they had to bring him back to life.
Yeah.
And Kong is just barely hanging on to when he's soloing Mechagodzilla, and then luckily that shot where Godzilla just comes through a building and grabs him. That was Oh, God, I loved it so much, man.
Yeah, that was one of the instances, I think, where the humans being there, like, that they had something to do.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, man, well, and that was, oh, man, we need him. How can we help? And the little girl, they have a relationship, and they're just like, I have a plan. And it's just like, and then they fuck off. Like, yeah, that's, yeah,
perfect. Well, and that's very in line with the old movies. Like, they always find some way to help the monsters out. Help Godzilla, help whoever the good guy monster is back when Godzilla was the bad monster. Guy, and. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's always cool. Like, it's so stupid. It's stupid every time, and but it's always great.
Yeah.
I loved when Big Bad Guy realizes that he fucked up, and just gets that classic, oh, shit.
Oh, you know? No.
And then he just smashes, Mechagodzilla just smashes the shit out of him. That was great. I fucking love it.
Pretty good.
That
he's
movie,
just like,
dude.
I made a giant robot, and it's fucking awesome. What are you all looking at?
Oh no!
And then for whatever reason, it fries the pilot's brain as well.
Oh yeah, well, because Ghidorah took over and he didn't like him sitting in his skull like that.
That's my skull, bitch.
Yeah, it's just it was so great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. I very much enjoyed it. I think that's since Pacific Rim have I liked a movie like that.
Oh, we talked a lot about that about how it reminded us a lot about Pacific Rim and stuff, and it felt right in line with the homage that both of those films are. Just fantastic.
Yeah, because I'm not against a dumb fucking movie. Shit.
Oh yeah.
We get excited for Fast and the Furious constantly.
Oh yeah.
We're still waiting.
Still waiting.
Han's alive.
Han's back, baby.
yeah. I it's, you know, it's one of those things where like I don't need to explain myself, but I feel like there is always just a difference. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's a difference. And again, I'm giving you shit. Like, it's bad. That's the point. Like, Fast and the Furious, the ones that take themselves too seriously or go too overboard.
Yeah.
They're not that great. Like, there's
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a level that, like, an earnesty, but like a little nod, a little wink, like,
yeah, just enjoy. It's the difference between camp and schlock.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
it's hard to explain, but like, yeah, some of those movies are absolutely amazing. Like, oh, yeah. Fucking,
what was it? 8 where fucking The Rock kicks a torpedo out of the way. Like, they fought a nuclear submarine.
Like, Fate of the Furious is one of the funniest, fucking most awesome movies ever.
Oh, yeah, dude. Just
and, like, I like it.
Goofiness.
It's not ironic. I love the fucking movie. You know what I mean? But it is bad.
Oh, yeah.
I
it's so weird. I don't know for myself where the difference between stuff like Pacific Rim, even Pacific Rim Uprising, sure, the Fast and Furious movies, and the Transformers movies don't mesh for me. I don't know why that I don't include those in with these campy, shitty movies that I love. Big blockbuster bull crap movies. But, like, I fucking hate the Transformers movies, man. Except for the first one. I still really like the first one. And Bumblebee is okay. But there's something about all the collection that I just don't like it.
It's hard. Like,
it's erratic, it's one of those nonsense.
It's one of those things that, like, I just don't know if you can, you kind of just got to shoot your shot and see how it works out. And, like, you never know where it's going to fall. Like, does it have that bit of magic that makes it a good, bad movie? Or, like, I wouldn't say this is a good, bad movie.
No, this is,
like,
a good
I
movie.
I think this is just a good movie.
Well, that's,
like,
why I said the campy good movies, because it's a very campy movie, you know? Yeah. And all the other ones that I said that I enjoy are, I don't know why Transformers for me doesn't mesh into that.
Agreed. But, like, you know, it varies from person to person, because I thought that stupid fucking movie, the Die Hard ripoff. Oh, Skyscraper. I was just like,
loved Skyscraper.
I was like, that was sufficiently fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that was dumb, but it didn't annoy me. I guess it's just how annoying.
And I fucking hated that movie. I was so mad when you were like, "What?" And I was just like, "The movie sucks."
See, yeah. So you never know where it's gonna.
But then,
land.
Like on the same note, I thought San Andreas was fucking hysterically bad, and you got so angry you left the room, and I watched the rest of the movie by myself.
So I think what we're getting at is that taste is kind of subjective. Yeah, but when it comes to this movie, no, they're not. I don't think it's really one of those debatable things. I'm sure there are still aspects you can be annoyed by, but overall, if you just want to see, you know what you're getting.
Yeah,
like when you were telling, this is no doubt. If you are going to watch this and are expecting anything than what you get, you're insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It delivers exactly what you think you're going to get.
What was that? God, what was one we were talking about? There was one that you and I talked about where people were mad in the theaters, and we were like, what did you think you were going to get,
I don't remember.
I think it was one of the Fast movies. It was probably one of the Fast and Furious movies, and a couple people were like booing in the theater.
Oh, I think a couple people were getting upset because we were laughing, and the girls next to us were laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they were taking it super serious.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the people behind us getting like upset because it wasn't up to their par and stuff. And like the whole row we were in was just cracking up and loving the hell out of the movie. And these dudes behind us were super pissed. And we were like, what'd you think you were going to get, dude? This is what the movie series has been. You know, it's
true.
Since
this is what it's become. Yeah.
Yeah. Since two.
Fast and Furious.
I would say since two.
Well, they tried to reset the clock with Fast and Furious. Yeah. Then Fast Five was actually pretty
Fast
good.
Fast Five was decent, man. I liked Five. And then they went way too weird with Six. Yeah. And then 7 and 8 brought it back around to the good stuff.
Super good.
Yeah.
But like for instance, so
Vin Diesel
Monster Hunter, for instance, a movie we just reviewed, we just discussed. We did not get what we signed up for. Fucking dumb, not caring, fun action.
Giant monsters fighting,
and we did not get that.
Nope. I guess I actually looked up online how Monster Hunter fans feel about the Monster Hunter movie, and it's apparently a very divisive movie amongst that community.
I can imagine. I think the World of Warcraft movie is similar.
Yeah,
That's
a good movie.
I like. Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
That's another one that's just kind of campy and fucking super cool, man.
Hell yeah, it is. Shit, man. You know, we're kind of talking in circles.
We really are, yeah.
We don't need to justify it. It's a good movie, yeah. We give it a recommendation.
Definitely.
I would say, yeah, even if this was normal times, Josh, and I was like, you should go to the movie theater and watch this.
For sure. If it was normal times, catch a matinee.
Yeah, and if you're comfortable, I would say go do it now. Like it's up to you, but
try to get in and see it in the big screen. We did not.
No.
And I feel like I was a little lesser for that, but
it's a little disappointing. But
we both felt like it was a safer option.
We had missed our opportunity to do a private viewing. So
yeah,
we decided
and
to skip.
We were going to try to figure out how to buy out the whole theater too.
So, it's I don't know. I feel like maybe they were kind of tying a bow with this movie.
Yeah.
And I
don't know how they're going to go forward, if they're going to go forward at all.
But I feel like this got a huge response, and now I'm like, how do they go forward?
I think, because it ends really abruptly, just that shot of Kong being like, I'm the fucking king of this world.
Yeah.
Which was dope. But I really liked that Conan the Barbarian-esque shot when he first finds the throne room and everything. He just kind of sits there and looks like the bored king.
Yeah.
That was really cool. But no, this ends really abruptly with Kong just being like, I run the Hollow Earth. You know, that was pretty sweet. And I think what we got with this one was a conclusion to Kong's story. I don't think we're going to get more Kong going forward. But I think we could possibly get more Godzilla versus whoever.
Yeah. Oh,
in
for
future
sure.
stuff. And that would be really cool. But yeah, I get what you're saying. There was a finality to this. I kind of hope it's not, but I wouldn't be upset if it was. With the amount of money this made, I seriously doubt they're done. Like I was talking earlier, I would love to see Mothra come back, and maybe there's a Mothra story where she's the little caterpillar, you know? It'd be really cool. Then there's so many more monsters.
Somebody should show up and kill Kong.
That would be interesting.
Somebody should just kill Kong, and then all the people who are down there watching him freak the fuck out, and then they're like, oh God, Godzilla's going to be pissed.
Well, I mean, and there's...
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Godzilla's like, boys down.
But that's
you
the
know?
Thing. You don't want the Avengers people after the Avengers came out or who are like, why didn't they call the Avengers? I can only imagine how they feel watching fucking Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I know. I know, like, right?
Where's Black Widow? Why don't you just call... Well, she's dead, but oh, yeah, why don't yeah. you just...
Ew, yeah. Oh, I forgot. My bad. Yeah. Sorry,
why
Natasha.
Why don't you call Captain Marvel?
Yeah, where's Captain
Marvel?
Where's Spider-Man? Where's War Machine? Where's Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. Get Doctor Strange
Well,
in
War
here.
Machine was there, but I don't know what his deal is. I guess he's like, I ain't flying, dog. I'm not stopping ever.
I know. You're never going to stop saying dog. It is driving me nuts, man. I've been back in town for one day, and I've heard enough dog to last a lifetime.
Shit, dog.
No, yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier at some point.
We're not doing another update. We'll wait till the end.
Yeah, the show is four episodes in, and it's fucking some of the best TV I've watched in a long fucking time. I'm loving it.
I super love it. I like it more than Josh.
I doubt it.
I have a better take on it for sure.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Yeah, we gotta tease the audience. Keep them waiting.
I fucking made you. I can break you.
We are going to actually... Oh, Jesus Christ, Josh. Let's think about this. We are going to actually be able to watch Black Widow.
No shit, dude. I fucking... I read that in an article not too long ago, and I was fucking like, yes, dude. I've been waiting a fucking year and a half now
for that movie. Yeah, it was supposed to come out in March of May of
that new trailer
year.
Was pretty sick, too, dude.
Yeah,
your boys fucking flying through
Taskmaster's
the air.
Taskmaster's doing shit.
Sliding down a falling fucking solar panel. Tackling Black Widow.
What do you do?
I'm pumped, dude. It looks like a good time. I'm glad that we're getting a Black Widow movie because the Russo brothers did a lot of work with her, made her really fucking
cool. Oh,
they
did, yeah.
Because she went from being just kind of boring eye candy to being like an actually quality character anytime the Russo brothers were involved.
Yeah, Whedon did like okay shit with her in the first one and then immediately made her like the worst in the second one. So.
Yes.
Other than, I guess, the vision she had. I don't remember Age of Ultron very much. We never learned.
She had the whole fucking like, the sun's going down, big boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And right. I was just like, all right, that's kind of sweet, but this is stupid.
That's right.
I hate most
of
this.
And then she was locked in a cell and he just rolled up and was like, we got to go.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, right. Like, wouldn't it have been cool to watch Bruce storm that fucking base and just smashing robots and any kind of part of that building? No. Hey, it's me.
I just want to see them get back together. Well, she's dead. Fuck.
Yeah, she can't, dude.
I keep forgetting that she's dead.
I know, right?
Because she has a movie coming out.
I know. I think it's weird because I remember us talking about it at one point on the podcast and I was like, I don't know what that's going to be like. But the more I've seen for the movie, I think it gives it a little more weight that she's gone and now we're going to get to see her personal struggle and how she evolved into what she was in Infinity War and Endgame. I'm very excited for that movie.
Exactly. That is our required check-in on talking about Black Widow for the past year.
Right.
but yeah.
Did you see the Loki trailer?
I didn't. You know what? I still never watched it.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of like, I don't
know. See, part of me goes like, why?
I like Loki, but I'm kind of like, okay.
Part of me just goes, why even watch these trailers anymore? Because, you know, this Falcon show came out and I was like, this is the best ever. And like, I watched that trailer once and went like, I don't know what that's about.
No, I think we talked about that on the podcast at one point where like the trailers for it weren't really getting me psyched for it. It definitely had, I think they were some of the worst Captain America, universe, character. I don't know what the Captain America themed,
like when they like if a trailer for the Obi-Wan show or the Ahsoka Tano show will come out, I'll check those out because I don't know what they're gonna do with those shows.
Yeah. But
when it comes to Loki, I kind of can imagine.
Yeah,
I can sort of imagine.
It's pretty cool. It seems a lot like FX's Legion show where it's just kind of like, what the fuck is happening? But like, and like, I love Tom Hiddleston. I think he's great. I like Loki a whole lot. I thought he was a great villain. this looks like it's going to be an interesting show. Owen Wilson's in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. He plays his controller for this, the board of reality, basically. Oh, okay. They control time, basically. They make sure that the timelines stay fucking good.
Wow.
And basically, wow. Wow, Loki, wow. And then there is a scene where he's like super Owen Wilson in the trailer. He's like, I know all about you, Loki. I've seen everything. You've stabbed everyone you've known in the back like 50 times. You know, it's super funny. And
I got to watch it.
Yeah, dude, like watch the trailer. It's really good. But I'm still kind of like, I'm kind of over Loki shtick. But at the same time, yeah. I like that he's back doing Loki one more time. You know?
Yeah, sure.
And it is interesting because I was very intrigued by that scene in Endgame where he picks up the Tesseract and it's just like, I'm out. You know? It's basically his comeuppance for doing that. Like he ends up in big trouble with these guys for it. It seems pretty sweet. That's about it. Fucking, you brought up the Obi-Wan thing. I want the Obi-Wan to just be this fucking, like, it starts off like the trailer is just like one of those period Hugh Grant fucking, you know, like Four Weddings or like Notting Hill or something, like, you know, it's just got like the little violin going boop, 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 and it's like one man. He thought he was safe, you know. But he wasn't prepared for love. And then it's like a shot of the lady in the show. And then it's all just about like this period piece-esque love, like story between him and like a local moisture farmer.
Yeah, they released the cast.
No lightsabers, no force.
Yeah, I forget who was in it. But I remember being like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw who they announced, the female lead for the show. I can't remember who it was going to be.
I don't remember either.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we'll see what they do.
Don't make it a big action piece. Let's take a break from they will, of course. But like at the same time,
is he gonna fight Darth Maul or something?
It'll be something like that, or like the Hutt, you know, and he's totally gonna blow his cover. But like we're just gonna pretend it didn't happen. I don't know, man. Like, I really
Cameron Monaghan better be in this show. I'm just gonna bitch and complain until they put
you
Cal,
really should
until they put
until
Cal
gets
into
his
a live action.
You
thing.
Should, dude. Because
he's
Cal
literally
is...
modeled after him. Yeah. They can throw him. He's a good actor. I just watched the last episode of Shameless. I don't know. Frank dies. There you go. Spoilers.
Jesus. Why would you do that to people? Take that, Shameless fans.
Take that, Shameless fans.
You are shameless, Ryan.
Frank. Frank dies of COVID. And you're like, oh, man, I actually watched the one before that. I thought he killed himself. You're dumb.
Just fucking burning people
just,
for no
I just
reason.
Skip, see, that's what I do. I skip several seasons of a show that I don't care about. And then I watch the last one and spoil it for other people.
You're a dick.
What was I talking about? Oh yeah, he was all right. He was good in that show.
Yeah,
and,
I saw him in a movie not too long ago, and the name of it is.
He's free.
Me,
he's open to do stuff.
He's cool, dude, and I loved Cal. Cal was great. I liked being Cal in that game. I loved that game. I thought that game was fantastic, and I think that Cal needs to get his due. I mean, fucking, they took the guy from the Jedi Academy games. And made him an actual canonical character. They did it with Revan and Carth Onassi and all that. The gang from the KOTOR games. Let's do that with Cal. Let's get him out there. Especially with this Disney platform. Like, we're making cartoon characters real people. We can do that with Cal Kestis. He deserves to be there. The whole ending of that game was awesome. I was really intrigued to see where they were going to go with
his character. And also, Obi-Wan was in that game.
Yes, he was.
Ha! He has a reason to know who he is.
Yes. 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 We talked about, we didn't bring it up, I think, when we talked about Mandalorian, but we were a little disappointed that it was just Luke. We thought it would have been cool if it had been Cal.
Oh, no, I talked about it.
Did we bring it up?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't remember.
I'm going to do it again just going to bitch and complain. And every time they need a Jedi, it should just be Cal Kestis.
We have ranted so much about Star Wars in private and on the podcast that some of the topics meshed together for me.
Trust me. Like I told you earlier today, I was playing hours of recorded footage of us that I have absolutely no memory of.
Yeah, that was super funny, dude. Because, you brought that up, and, like, I was like, I think that was the first version of the podcast.
It was.
Way
it
back
was.
In the day when we were like mostly video games mm-hmm. and no one liked it anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, they definitely did not.
I mean, we're barely getting by right now, but.
Sure. I mean, we have more views and hits now on this podcast.
I was going to say, I think we're doing better now.
In the much shorter amount of time, because I did actually see the analytics for that. It's the latest episode was posted 9 years ago.
I was going to say 2012. Yeah.
Yeah.
We only did, like, I looked at the dates on it.
There were seven of
them. It was like 4 months, 3 months, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I downloaded them all. So they're archived, but I took those off of the internet. You're welcome.
Yeah, you don't need
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. So like, dude, stuff is starting to just flow together. But when it comes to me bitching about Cal Kestis, I will not forget.
No. Oh, dude, the guy deserves his due, man. I really liked him, and I would like to see an older, more mature Cal.
Yeah.
The same, Brian Cameron, like you said.
Yeah,
but
he's
like,
already an established actor.
Yes.
It's not like it was a voice actor.
Yes.
Like he did the fucking...
He did the face capture.
Yeah, he did the face capture and the voice for him. It's like, bring him in!
He was awesome. I fucking love that game. I need to play through that again.
I'm like halfway.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's the best.
Dude, that game is so fun. Yeah, man. Like... Further on, he's actually a Jedi, but he's like on the hush hush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so rad. I would love
just
to
a cameo. Why not get Cameron Monaghan in, put him in a fucking robe, have him say some lines.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, make a hologram of him.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it, dude.
Screw it.
You know, like you're communicating with him via the hyperspace or whatever however the holograms work in that.
Yeah. The timeline for the Obi-Wan show makes even more sense. The Mandalorian, he would have to be older, but like put him in makeup.
Oh, yeah. He would have been old. Yeah. Dude, throw a beard on him.
Yeah. Throw a little gray beard on him.
Yeah. Put some beard on. Get his beard on. Cal's just rocking a beard now. It's a big old beard with a little gray. I would love it, dude. Oh, God.
See?
Now I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, that would be so rad, dude. He's got the robe, you know? Which, in my head canon, the robe is the only Jedi requirement of garb.
Right.
Like you don't need to wear you don't need to wear the bathrobe and shit. No, dude, but think about how cool. He's got the deep hood on. He comes in, he pulls it back. Everybody's expecting Luke or Obi-Wan or something. Nah. It's mo-fucking Cal Kestis.
Cal Kestis. And everybody'd be like, who?
Huh? Who the fuck is this guy? Meanwhile, all the Star Wars
they're gonna
fans
do it,
are
like, and then there's gonna be an ad to buy the second game at the end of it.
Right. Play Fallen Jedi. Fallen Order 2.
Jedi
Fallen available Order in 2. Stores October 1st.
Exactly. Or get it on Game Pass.
Yeah, Game Pass is awesome. Still don't have Outriders, and I don't. I look. I think I'm gonna enjoy that game, but I don't want to pay for that game.
Me either.
I don't know. Maybe at one point it'll be on sale, and I'll be like, it's like $20.
Oh yeah.
It'll be a long time before it's $20.
No, it'll be a long time, but it'll go on sale here pretty soon.
Yeah, summer sale. It's coming.
It's a coming spring sale, right? No, I think that.
No,
happens.
Spring sale's over. I think it'll be a summer sale probably. Yeah, that's. Godzilla versus Kong, watch it.
We got a little distracted.
Cal Kestis, get behind it. We're gonna start a GoFundMe.
We'll start a change.org petition.
There you go.
To digitally remove Luke Skywalker from The Mandalorian and put in Cal Kestis.
Dude, speaking of which, did you? I think I brought it up. Did you see the face mat, the deep fakes they did of Sebastian Stan as Luke?
I didn't see them.
I was just like, holy shit, he does look like
Mark
Hamill.
Yeah, it's a good
and
choice.
I thought it would have been funny if he was the Winter Soldier and Luke Skywalker.
Right. Yeah. it's a good choice, but like, and he's a solid actor, but you just can't cast something like Luke Skywalker based on does he look like the guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He has a.
I don't think the CGI think route's the best either,
no.
But like, I don't know. Just get somebody who's got that. Then you get the Solo situation. It's a hard problem to solve.
Yeah, I think he would have captured a more wizened, older Luke
that's true.
Would have gotten. The Luke that we got in Last Jedi
that
we both enjoyed so much.
Somewhere
like,
in the... Not as...
He's a little cocky still, but he's learned a few lessons, you know? I mean, I'm looking at him at my still shot from Falcon because I just finished watching the latest episode and like I could see an older Luke in him, but yeah, no, I I agree. You don't just recast Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think we brought up like how kind of jarring it was because he looked really good. The line delivery was good, but his eyes are just fucking dead.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to pull off.
Yeah.
Even
when you're acting opposite a man in a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
That was the thing that was I think I brought it up when we were talking about it in private or on the podcast. But it was like, how does that come in? Because you don't even see Pedro Pascal's face in that whole scene for most of that scene. And it's you're still just like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah. You know? It's just hard to get subtle body language and things like that when you're having to model it all yourself. You know what I mean? You do things like kind of without thinking about it.
Yeah.
So even when you're acting
subtle
twitches
and stuff. Yeah.
Nobody's ever sitting dead still and moving their eyes like really slowly left and right. Like there's a lot of different aspects and like they did the best they could.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it was all right.
My point being, I've come to terms with that.
We're
rambling. And people really love it. So that's one of those things where like, I'll let it go. You guys have that one.
He got his Darth Vader moment.
Yeah. You guys have that one. But bring in Cal Kestis. Do it, cowards.
Stop being cowards.
All right. We're going to call it. We're going to wrap it up. We will be back. We're going to talk about Falcon Winter Soldier. Of course, we talked about that. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat's the next one up.
We're the HBO Max show, baby.
It's where most of the
I just didn't realize Warner Brother put out so many movies every year,
right?
I thought Sony was the one putting out all the fucking stupid movies. sorry for the creaks. I don't have my butt pad. So,
oh, gross.
We'll be back with that. That'll probably be the next episode. And it's good to be back, baby.
Oh yeah, Ryan was burning me for watching anime. I finished Iron Blood Orphans, Gundam Iron Blood Orphans. It's really good. You should watch it.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that Dota show if I ever watch it.
Oh.
Josh shows me things and then I like don't watch them.
Yeah, you're always like, this is really good. I like this. And I'm like, did you check the new episode? No.
No.
So basically if he doesn't watch
it,
I
watched three episodes of Doom Patrol and never thought about it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you were like, I really like what they're doing here. And I was like, cool, man. Are you going to watch it? No.
No.
Nah. Yeah, no, I think you said yes. And then on your way out the door, you're like, I'm never watching that show. You fucking shut the door. And I was like, is he lying to me? Am I wasting my time trying to give him shit that I think he'll enjoy? Because I base it off of his tastes.
You can find us on all major podcasting apps, including Anchor FM.
Shut up, Josh.
Including Anchor FM. Apple,
our new hosting service,
it's built in with Spotify, Anchor, Spotify, fucking
Stitcher,
Apple, Stitcher, Apple. All that bullshit. You can go to anchor.fm/mightymoviepod and you can find all of our socials, including at Mighty Fish Pod, right? At Mighty Movie Pod. How am I fucking this up this time?
I don't know. You set it up.
How am I fucking
this is
up?
The only
It's because
time.
I changed it. That's why I'm fucking up because I have to bring up the Anchor stuff.
Yeah.
At Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter. That's where you can find all of our new episodes when they go up. Our original series, which shit, dude, we're running out of time on this. We're going to get going on the second episode of the Star Trek series.
Yeah, we've been slacking. We got to get that going.
That's YouTube. We're Mighty Fish Productions on YouTube. We are twitch.tv/Mighty Fish Productions. That will be going live here.
Yeah, we're making some big strides
shortly.
On that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we are. And I've got the studio, the streaming studio, which is different from the podcasting studio.
Yes.
That's almost done. Wow. So many plates spinning, Josh. Changed YouTube. We've changed hosts. We have advertisements at the beginning of the podcast. What's happening? I'm losing my mind.
I don't know. I'm a little weird about this. But,
Anyway, at Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter is where you can find all of our stuff going up. We're usually Mighty Fish Productions or Mighty Movie Pod everywhere else. I'm Ryan.
I'm still Josh.
And we will see you at another time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.